Welcome back to The Mountain Life. I'm Mary Beth Maziarz. My guest today is one of those rare people who doesn't just talk about buying local. She's built her entire life around it. Brandi Fowers is a Box Elder County farmer, rancher, entrepreneur, and fierce advocate for Utah-grown everything. In 2022, she purchased the legendary Sacco's Farm Stand in Roy, a northern Utah roadside institution since 1969, and gave it new life as the Farmhouse at Sacco's, a year-round indoor farmers market stocked with locally sourced produce, cheeses, breads, and other goods from Utah makers. Beyond the farm stand, Brandy's the mother of three, runs Farmhouse Realty Group, and conducts workshops on local food sourcing. We may need to have her come back and talk about her clearly effective time management skills. She knows the ins and outs of CSA farm shares, and today she's here to help us make the most of our farm boxes this summer without letting a single piece of that precious produce go to waste. Brandi Fowers, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you came into this not just as a business owner, but as a farmer yourself, right? Yep. Your farmer grows onions on a number of acres up in Box Elder County.
Yes.
How does farming the land yourself change the way you run your market and think about the people who supply it?
Well, this is my family, right? I mean, I married a farmer at 19 and we're still married.
Congratulations.
I know, 30 years next year, right?
Wow.
That's a feat in itself.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we're lucky enough to have our children helping with the farm. So the daughter runs the farm stand and the two boys run the farm. So it's pretty incredible that way. So what is my drive? My drive is my family.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Sacco's has been a roadside fixture since 1969. That's almost 75 years.
Yeah.
When you first walked through the door, what did you feel and what made you think on what sounds like a fairly sleepless night of, yes, we should buy this?
Well, that's exactly what it was. I was browsing because I was like, I need an office. Well, I like to own what I have, right? And I was thinking, farm to table. Okay, what if I put my little office in this produce stand and we redo and we make it a true farm to table store? So, yeah, that's what we did.
Well, you've described the process of making Sacco's your own as getting brandified.
I know.
I love it. What does that actually look like? And how do you honor a 75-year-old legacy while still making it genuinely your own?
That it comes right at the beginning at the name, right? So the sign is Sacco's. It's the apple banana on the freeway. It's right by Hill Air Force Base. Everybody knows it. So as a, what I call myself, kind of old soul, but hopefully what that old soul does is sees that we actually need those people before us to help make us successful. Mm. So I try to honor who those people were before us and now, but also make it our own by calling the farmhouse at Sacco's, right? Because what do? Farms and houses. So it's not because farmhouses are popular. It's actually because it's what I do every day, farms and houses.
I love it. Well, you've worn a lot of professional hats, a school psychologist, right?
Yeah, for 12 years.
For 12 years, wow. Realtor, antiques dealer, farmer, boutique. I mean, how do those backgrounds inform the way you think about community, food access, and what people actually need?
If you look at all of the businesses that I've been involved with, they all come back to one thing. They all come back to education and pride, right? So any business that I've ever had or been involved with is all about education and pride to me, because what do I leave when I leave here? And that's why I'm here. I want them people to understand too, directly, like who they're getting whatever it is from, whether it be fruit or produce, you know, or whatever. So it can even be like your salsas, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what their story is of why that salsa is important to us. So it's, again, from all the businesses, it's education.
Hmm. There was a book that came out, I think, by David Brooks years ago called Bobos in Paradise, and it talked a lot about how our generation is looking for story. We want to know not, we don't just want to buy blue cheese at the grocery store. We want to know about the cows and where they live and what they eat and the farmer's story, because it gives us a feeling of being more rooted in our communities and connected with our food. Do you find that people do like to hear and engage with those stories?
That's why we're here, right? Because we all have a story. And I think when you understand someone's story, or at least hear someone's story, that you are a little more empathetic to the process of where your food comes from, right? Because it doesn't just get here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pain, story, dream that comes behind these people's salsa. It's just like this week, right? Or this past month. I don't know if you guys have heard the noise, peaches, right? We already know, because of this last frost, that peaches are going to not be existent. Do you know how big peaches are in our county? Like, we already know. So the story is, I need to tell you all what happened to us as a farmer, so that maybe you have a little bit more grace and support in what we deal with now in the fall, because that's already off the table, and there is nothing we can do.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so
it's going to be painful this fall.
Right. And then people will grouse if the few peaches who miraculously make it to market are very expensive.
Yes.
And that's tough, right?
It is tough. It's tough for everybody, right?
Because the concept of keeping money local seems central to everything you do. But for a lot of shoppers, local often means more expensive.
It does.
Right? I mean, I remember having to get like $100 from the ATM to go to the farmer's market, because inevitably I would run on money. Thankfully now they take Venmo and things like that. But how do you make that case to somebody who's weighing your onions against a grocery bag of onions at a big box store?
The story.
Fair enough.
The story, right?
The story.
Because you need to know that my sweetest garlic grower, she's about 10, I think, now. I mean, she has cerebral palsy. And she's my grower. And I'm going to shout from the rooftops that why your little piece of garlic just cost you $5, because it's the most big, beautiful, loved, well cared for garlic you're ever going to put into your body or your family.
Mm.
So
just even the gesture you made, kind of holding that in your hand. I had a friend who used to joke about the checkout people at Whole Foods, that they're like blessing every avocado as they're putting it into the bag. And it was kind of a silly joke, because there is a crunchy component. But let's face it, if you feel that these items that you're going to put in your body have been loved and nurtured by a real soul of other people, that is valuable. That's worth something.
It is worth something.
Yeah.
And I need to tell those stories for those people, and that's my job.
I feel a book coming out someday.
I am about ready to get my first color book out, because it's my grandbaby and my Highland cows. So that'll come out probably in about a month.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Well, maybe you can come back and talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have never heard the term CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. Up here, we do. I think there is a lot of support for it. But if they have, they might be picturing a box of mystery vegetables that they don't know how to cook. Could you explain a little bit about the basics of what a CSA is, and make that concept approachable if somebody doesn't know?
Yes. Okay. So the biggest thing on CSAs is we support our farmers start to finish. So a true CSA subscription is literally like we were talking before the program. It's picked the night before. We know exactly where it comes from, or the morning. It depends on what location or whatever. But the biggest thing is start to finish on a CSA. You are growing. You are getting exactly what your Utah farmers are growing during that season, right? So I have an example. Our very first box, we have a pickup location at Bingham Meats in Morgan, which isn't too far from here, right? So we have a really good partnership with Bingham Meats. We have a big location that we do CSA pickups there.
And it's a gorgeous drive.
It is a gorgeous drive. And it's not too far.
No.
So, but what I loved about Nathan, he's the owner, is he ordered a box this last year. And he's like, my family doesn't even know what vegetables are, right? Because I didn't even think about that, right? Because he's doing meat. So his very first unboxing video, he had garlic scapes.
Oh my gosh, I have a garlic scape story. Carry on.
I know, but this is this is even funnier because he goes like this. He's doing his unboxing and we love that he's doing it. He throws the garlic scape out because he has no idea what it is. And he's on the video going, I think these must have fell off of something. And he's chucking them. And we're like, oh my goodness, those are garlic scapes. Like, and we're all over here going, oh, okay, we have a lot of 14 more weeks to teach this man what these vegetables really are and how to use them.
Right?
And that's what powered even more so the education, right? So in your box, you will know where those things are. You'll know what those things are because there's a lot of people that don't know what chard, rainbow chard,
sure,
is and what in the world do you do with it, right? And you get it for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of go through and really educate you on what that is.
Well, I want to backtrack a second to the point you made about how quickly the food is released from the ground, put in your basket, into your home. That could be a 24-hour process.
Oh, it is. It's not longer than 24 hours. That's why we're really specific on pickup, too.
Sure,
right?
You don't want it sitting around for days.
No, and because if I'm going to charge you quality start to finish, I'm going to provide quality start to finish, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
That's the goal.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of discussion about the importance of enzymes and live, living food. And when something has, I mean, we live in an incredible world where you can get produce from all over the world.
True.
But who knows what it has to get through in order to get here? And is it ripening on a truck for 2 weeks? Is it, you know, polluting our environment by being on planes, trains, and automobiles on the way to here. And to think that something might be coming from within 100 miles is pretty striking.
Yes.
Pretty important, right?
Yes.
For
I
not
feel
only,
like so soon, too.
Yeah, just for your body and for all these other reasons.
And you look at that, your one box, you know, for whatever, $400 to $500, whatever size you pick, right, supports that farmer for 15 weeks.
Wow.
Yes, that doesn't cost you that much. You're going to spend that much going this weekend to, you know, a grill.
Right.
Right. I mean,
wait,
you take your family to a grill, that's going to be a one night drop.
Yep.
This is 15 weeks you've just paid your farmer.
And so just to clarify for listeners, that $400 or $500 is for the whole summer of deliveries?
Right. Yeah, so it ends up averaging about $30 to $40 a week in the boxes. And my box is way more than any that I know of.
Wow.
And that weight changes, obviously, if we have melons and things like that. So we don't do your base box, even with a melon in it. We kind of arrange for that so that you're not just getting your melon and five different things, right? Like, so, and my daughter has quality control and she's very good at that stuff.
Nice. So. Well, I think any of us know if you've been in a grocery store in the last month, you will drop $30 without, I mean, in your first aisle.
Yep.
It's everything is so expensive. And so there's kind of an evening out of,
it
used to be kind of a premium to know that you were also supporting local growers as and enjoying very fresh produce, but it's kind of evening out in a way that's unexpected.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I was going to tell you my scape story.
Yes.
The first time we did a farm box, it was probably at least 20 years ago. And the first box, it was, you know, early on,
yeah,
it was
early.
A bunch of scapes. And I'm like, what the heck is a scape? And this is when the internet was not at our beck and call.
That's where you're doing like bountiful baskets.
Yeah,
that's when
you know
I
what?
Started it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, what do I do with scapes? And I'm reaching out. My mom had no idea what a scape was. You know, and so it ended up being like the week of scape quiches. We made quiches out the wazoo. And can you explain what a scape is in case someone doesn't
know?
Yes,
so it's a garlic scape. So it's the top of the garlic that you cut off so it can continue to grow.
Yes.
So, and the garlic scapes, you want to know our biggest fun thing that we did last year that people loved? Garlic scape butter. That is like all the rage right
now. To put that on a steak sounds amazing.
So they'll do it because you can freeze your butter, right? So you're using all of your garlic up for at the beginning of your box, and then you're using it to cook with your box all 15 weeks.
Wow.
Genius. I didn't even think about that.
Could you make a pesto with
that? Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, one of my Bingham ladies, she's one of my favorites because we talk recipes every week when I drop off her box, and that's exactly what she said.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love opportunities like that. And now you can go on the internet, which is the most amazing
thing,
right? And you have seconds find thousands of
Yes, but we
recipes.
Want it just all right there in your box.
Oh, so, all right. So describe what you get in an average box.
So if you go to our page, you'll see an unboxing.
You can
so
say
I'm
your
gonna
page
do,
again.
Can
too.
I say it one more time?
Yeah,
just,
please.
Just as the plug, because if you want to see a true unboxing,
yes.
I have several videos
okay.
on there. So, and you might even run into the Nathan one, which is really funny. it's Farmhouse at Saco's.
Okay.
So that's it. But anyway, on there, you'll see our two different sizes. We only do a 2 to 4, which is called our half share. And then we do a full that's 4 to 8 people. That's our full share. And we really are truly about 50-50. Now, the full share is huge. Hmm. There's a lot of people that it's too much. So what we've found is partnering, right? Because
sure.
I mean, you can do $200 or whatever, and then you have food for the rest of the year. And a lot of people will do that, like, even with their, like, older parents, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then they take them, what they like or whatever. So there's a lot of people, like, sharing boxes as well to make it a little more cost-effective or to get your feet wet for the year before, right?
Sure.
So most of my people have ended up dropping their partner because they figured out ways to be able to use the whole box.
But what a great way to kind of put your toe in the water.
Yes.
Just to, you know, experiment with it and see how it works with your family.
Yes, exactly. And hopefully that you're super impressed and you love it and you come back.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just joining the program, I'm talking with Brandy Fowers of Farm Stand at Saco's and many other hats as well about CSAs, which are these farm share boxes that support the farming community and the growers and are really just fun and interesting and good for you and your body and your family. When someone buys a share in a CSA, they're essentially investing in a farm before the harvest comes in. Is that right?
That's correct.
You were saying that you kind of support the farmer from beginning to end. Could you just talk about that support?
Yep, absolutely, 100%. So there's a couple of us out of the five, right, that we'll meet in the winter and we'll be like, hey, what worked really well? What didn't work well? And then it's weather-based after that. But like pickling cukes are a big thing in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So people either make refrigerated pickles or they'll make, you know, or they'll bottle and make pickles. So we'll make sure that this farmer and this farmer are got X amount of plants for pickling cukes so that we make sure. So truly we start talking, we all talk about January and then we start to order seed. And then as we're building up the CSA promotion of the marketing, when they're coming in, we're making sure that X amount goes to those farmers along the way.
Hmm. So that probably helps the budget because the farming lifestyle can be pretty harsh economically all along, but especially these days.
That's the truth.
Utah has such a short growing season in
some
parts. That
is part of our problem.
Right. Yeah. So we have genuine agricultural constraints. And this year, I think that the water issues are going to be massive.
Well, and you just look at already, right? The first freeze. Like Mother Nature is already showing us her colors for the year. So, and we have to look at those. So that's why I also feel like CSA should be pushed more because you're seeing they've already started to be roughed up. Our farmers here are already behind.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's a bummer. And you can't fix it.
No. And it's at the whim of Mother Nature.
It is.
Like you said, I mean, we had 4 or 5 inches of snow on our deck 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What do you think surprises people most when they first have a CSA farm share?
I think the very first is the initial cost.
Okay.
Like, because people are like, holy cow, like $550.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does. It is. And we get asked all the time if we can, you know, do payments or shares or pay along per week. But it's not because a true CSA, my money is going to these people day one.
Right.
Now, if it was a off the truck subscription box, it doesn't look like that. Right. You're just purchasing whatever the market price is. And then, sure, I can charge you along the way. But that's not what this is.
Yeah.
That's the difference, right?
Yeah, so you're actually locking in your price, or the buyer is locking in their price, just as the farmer is locking in their budget.
And it's a risk for them too,
it
right?
Is.
Because if crops are harder and those peaches are now $10 for 5, we've already charged you. We take the loss. Mm. You don't. So
Yeah. So that shows everyone has skin in the game.
It does. It shows we all do, and we're all supporting each other.
One of the biggest reasons that I think people hesitate or don't renew a CSA share is that they open the boxes, find something they've never cooked before, kohlrabi, celeriac, beet greens, yes. rainbow chard, and it ends up in the compost. And yep. so then they feel guilty about this thing that they were trying to feel good about. So how do you help members actually use everything they receive? Is there, do you yeah. have tips and yep. tricks about timing or how to manage everything?
This is what we come up with.
Okay.
Pickle it. Pickle. I'm not kidding.
Pickle the heck out of that stuff.
No, you pickle everything.
Okay.
You can pickle anything.
Wow.
So why not? Because then you can try it later. Plus it becomes food storage, right?
Which is a huge part of this state's history.
It really, truly is. And now do we need to do the millions that our grandparents did that still are in the basement? No, no. But what I'm saying is don't waste, right?
Yep.
Because it can either go to an animal. It can go back to a different type of product. Like, and the other thing is that we do for you is we teach every week, right? Like of what this is. And then you also now have the internet.
Yeah,
so
right.
it's not near as hard. But pickling, and then we also do like dips, because
Ooh.
Here's the thing. Like, what's your favorite part of fresh throughout the summer? What is it?
I just like the crunch of like greens and
yes.
stuff.
Yes. And it's right there in front of you. Do you eat more greens during the summer because
they're 100%.
Right.
100%.
So they won't go to waste if I get you a dip, right?
Yeah.
Because you can make the dip, you can eat it with dip. So if you pickle it or dip it, I promise you won't have any waste.
And with dips, you can just find that you've nibbled away a pretty substantial amount of your, you know, USDA recommended veggies without even realizing it. It's not a chore. It's actually a delight.
I know. So, and what's been really fun to see is people with our dip mixes, because they use them as like during, you know, they'll get them as one of the first things, and it's a fairly healthy package. So if they don't make a full dip with it, they actually just use it as seasoning and stuff on all your fresh, right?
Oh, nice.
So, and some people combine it with the cottage cheese to kind of make their own style dip, and it's cottage cheese with that. So if you have a dip or you can pickle, refrigerated or hot boiled, you're never going to waste anything.
Wow. One time my husband and I were looking at a property down in Helper.
Yeah.
And there was this kind of old, little bit Silence of the Lambsy basement.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah. But it still had a bunch of like pantry foods in this basement. And honestly, they looked like you could have just unscrewed it
them.
And eaten them right there. And you probably could have.
Yes.
It was amazing. And I just thought
Beautiful.
Somebody put this love
Beautiful.
And was preserving this for their families. And it's still around. That's pretty amazing. Without a bunch of chemicals.
Exactly.
You know? Well, we don't have too much time left. But I wonder if you could share, if people up here, some of them may already, quite a few may have a CSA already.
Mm-hmm.
If they were interested in yours particularly, how would that work?
So what we've been doing to branch out into Salt Lake, Summit, all these other counties, right? Because we are northern based. Like, we are literally Weber and Box Elder County. So you don't get much northern than that. So we're a little bit in Cache County too.
Mm-hmm.
So we partner with Gosner's. So
okay.
we have a good partnership with Gosner's. So here's what we're doing to break into these Salt Lake communities is all you have to do is send us an email. farmhouse@sacos@gmail.com. I know there's two @s. So
yeah,
I didn't
and
really
the ad is
that.
Spelled out. Yes, right? Farmhouse
so it's the store
@sacos. @sacos.
@gmail.
Okay.
Right? I didn't really think that through when I was picking
Oh, we've
that.
All done that with
know,
our email addresses.
Right? So, and you can find us anywhere. You can send us a messenger too. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
We check everything. But anyway, you can just send us an email and say, I'm interested in a CSA in Park City. If we get anywhere between 5 to 10, I'm your driver.
Oh, wow.
So as the owner, I'm your driver. So I make sure that we have quality and where our location's going to be before we turn it over to a new driver, right?
Wow.
So you have my personal guarantee that it is fresh and that it's here if we decide that this is something that we can make a pickup location.
Wow. Well, just to wrap up, if a listener today has never set foot in a farmer's market or signed up for a CSA, what's your best pitch? Why should this be the week that they try?
Because it's getting exciting, because produce is starting, right? Like our onions are up, you know, corn is starting to get up. The life of what goes in your body is just starting. That's why you should do it now. Yeah.
Brandi Fowers, thank you so much for being on The Mountain Life this morning.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having, and again, just educating the people. That's all we're here to do, both you and I.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much.